And we're back here at the Lakeland Ice Arena, where the Lumberjacks take on the Lakeland T-Birds tonight. National Anthem has completed, and we'll get set to go. East is wearing black tonight with the red and white trim and the red maple leaf on the center of the jersey. Lakeland is in white. They've got black and maroon trim. We'll see if the Lumberjacks can come out and get a little better start to the game. They did not play well in the first period against Stevens Point. It was only 2-0 after the first period. They gave up a late one with 1-0 for most of the period, and then they got Smash Gallon with about 23 seconds remaining in the period. 2-0 at the end of one, but the second period, just everything fell apart for the Lumberjacks in that second period, especially from about halfway through. And then Bash wins going away 9-0. All right. We're at center ice and ready to go. They drop the bucket. We're underway. And the Lumberjacks will dump it into the Lakeland zone and give chase. We are at ice level on the east defensive side as this first period begins. Lakeland with the puck in their zone, trying to break it out. Lumberjacks keep it in. Now the T-Birds will grab it. A long pass gets knocked out of the zone, and East is going to have to hurry. Trevor Holcomb retreats and will try to get it out of the zone. Lakeland holds it in the corner. Cycles it down low. Big check, center pass, and it's taken away by Andrew Daniel. And now McGinley's going to carry it out of the zone. He hits the center ice, he'll try to drop it in, but it hits off one of the Lakeland players on their bench area, and we get a whistle. McGinley was trying to dump it in off glass, and instead it went up into the Lakeland bench. So a faceoff will come out at center ice. Just underway, no score. And the puck off the faceoff comes to the near boards, where it's grabbed by Nick Pascula. Pascula sends it cross ice to his defensive partner, Jack Knuckles. Knuckles tries to clear it. Lakeland holds it in, but they need to tag up as they dump it in. Pascula will grab it. Feathers the pass to Nick Devorney. He's being pressured, sends it behind his own net. Lakeland's got it. Two of their players skate past it. Now they send it past. They got a man shot. And that went off of the pad of Corbett and went wide. Here's a shot thrown in from the blue line. That's a flex. Now they send it back out to the point. Shot thrown in. It's in front, and they're cleared out of there finally by Ben Feck. He'll slap it off the boards and out of the zone, where it's grabbed by Devorney. He'll send it back into his own zone to his defenseman. And now they'll look to break it out. Jack Knuckles will skate it to the center ice, try to flip it in. Didn't get much on it, but it does roll down into the corner. Then Feck's going to grab it there. Feck tried to send it in deep. Instead, Knuckles will hold his own as he gets a change. Devorney's in front. They can get him the puck. It comes behind the Lakeland bench. They're trying to clear it out. Stepping up for Lumberjacks here, Schumacher tries to hold it, comes out to the point, thrown at the net by Romanski, and Mustakas makes a glove save to get a whistle. 15:07 to play here, first period, no score. Lumberjack hockey brought to you in part by Glen Ray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Lumberjacks get an offensive zone faceoff here, and Schumacher will take the draw. Send it back out to the point. Holcomb winds up, takes a wrister. That got through, and Mustakas has to make another save. The Lumberjacks getting some early offense here. He's keeping the puck down in their offensive zone, something they couldn't do the other night against Stevens Point. Cody Krasowski out there with Schumacher and also Andy Cravens. Puck comes behind the Lakeland net. Lumberjacks try to hold it down there. Kravis is able to. Sends it out in front. That's deflected back to the corner. Comes out through the along the near boards. Romanski steps up, tries to hold it in. And now it comes to the center of the zone and grabbed by one of the Lakeland defense, but he tries to get it out. It does. And here they come back the other way. Into the zone they come. Trying to make a move. There's a shot. That deflected. Didn't get through. It's in front. Oh, that deflected off a skate. Almost went in. And went behind the net. Now it's grabbed by Sam Romanski. He's being pressured, sends it around the boards. Krasowski tried to catch it. It does come out, so Lakeland has to tag up. And now a poke check away at near the blue line, taken away by the Lumberjacks. Landon Dale sent it back to Romanski. East is waiting while they finish their change. Now Holcomb will send the pass ahead. McGinnity flicked it into the zone. Lakeland will grab it and break it out, come back the other way. It's grabbed by Andrew Dale. He sends it back to his defenseman. Knuckle tries a long pass, but that's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. Icing the call. Faceoff will come down in the East defensive zone. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, you see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Landon Dale takes the faceoff for East. Puck comes right in front of the net, cleared out of there by Nick Piscura. Now it's grabbed by Knuckles, and he'll flip it out of the zone. Lakeland's going to dump it right back into the opposite corner. Piscura will run it down. Looks, set it behind his net, all the way around the boards. And now it's flicked out of there. Comes all the way down to the other side where Landon Dana will come in hard on the forecheck. Poke checked away from him, though. But stepping up to keep it in is McGinnity. Now Landon Dana down to the corner with it. He gets tangled up with one of the Lakeland players. Lumberjacks, now we're going to have a whistle. What are we going to have? Hey, two players got tangled up. Maybe their skates got connected or something, and they both went down to get a whistle and a stoppage of play. And are we going to have a penalty? I don't think so. Maybe we are. Let's see. It's going to be a Lakeland penalty. Maybe they got a hold. Let's see what the signal is here. He's just going to have a foul play. There's going to be a holding call against Lakeland. That's not the reason why Landon Dale went down. So East will have a power play opportunity here. They're trying to get control of the faceoff. Lakeland will try to send it out and can't. Now it does come out of the zone. Jack Knuckles will flip it ahead. Landon Dano tried to get it past the Lakeland defenseman at the blue line. They're trying to get control of it. Lakeland doing a good job of pinning it up against the boards. East trying to dig it out of there. And now they will. Out to the point. Knuckles makes a move, reverses, now skates it down to the near board, takes a shot, that bounces in, deflected in, and the Lumberjacks get the early lead here. Jack Knuckles took a shot from the near boards, and I think somebody in front got a piece of that. It might have been Sam Romanski. I think somebody redirected that. We'll wait for the call, but the Lumberjacks have the lead here, 1-0. Power play goal for East, 12:43 to play here, first period. Lumberjacks win the faceoff and dump it into the zone. Actually, Andrew Dale was the player who redirected it and gets the goal. Jack Knuckles will get the assist. Battle near the blue line. Lumberjack control it again. They have it in the zone. Pass to the opposite corner. Now he still controls it. Now Lakeland able to clear it. Grabbed the center ice by Romanski. He turns, sends it back the other way. Lakeland will chase it down, but in on the forecheck is Austin Cummings. He's got a centering pass that goes off the stick of the goaltender, Moustakas, and goes back down into the corner. Ben Feck trying to dig it out there. Lakeland will grab it, dangerous, carrying it all right in front of their own net, and here they come. Into the zone they come, losing the handle on the puck, though, as he skates it in, it was Nick Boyer. Comes around the east net, Trevor Holcomb will cycle it back behind the net again. Dan Romanski has it. Romanski will flip it high off the glass and out. Lakeland will grab it at center ice, hit it back in. Holcomb will flip it out, and now it's going to be an offside call against the Thunderbirds. They got caught in. And we get a whistle. 11:30 to play first period. 1-0 Lumberjacks. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Cloverdale Credit Union, one of the best credit union in the Washington Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at CCUWausau.com. Andrew Dale with a power play goal has given East the early lead here, 1-0. Here's a shot off the faceoff. That goes wide off the stick of Cody Krasnowski down into the corner. East controls it out to the point. Knuckles will slap it down to the corner again. Flies behind the Lakeland net. Cravens tries to center it. Fans on the attempt. Gets it back. Now he centers it on. There's nobody there in front for the Lumberjack. It comes out to the blue line. East holds it in. Knuckles backhands it down into the corner again. Another centering pass comes out to the opposite point. Piscura with a shot. That got through. And the save was made. Lakeland able to clear it out of the zone. Lumberjacks need to tag up. Now here come the Thunderbirds. Slap pass into the zone. The school is trying to get that away. Now it's grabbed by Krasowski. He gets the pass to Cravens. Cravens will put the pass up and out of his zone. Puck slides back into the east offensive zone. Lakeland chases it down there. Jack Dern grabs the puck, sends it around. And out of the zone. Thunderbird carry now into the east offensive, or east ball. Puck is slapped back out toward the blue line. T-Bird sends it back in deep behind the eighth net. Battle for it there. The school, and now Lakeland has it. Here again, now they take a hard shot, and they deflect it off the goalie and in. That went off the back of Ian Coleman and in. He didn't have, he was down on one knee. He's looking around going, what happened? That was a very good shot by the Lakeland player, and it deflected off of the shoulder or back of Ian Coleman and went in. He was looking for a centering pass from the player who shot it. Instead, he put it right on Corbett's upper body, and it deflected in for the goal, and it's 1-1. Jack Dirty gets the goal. Peyton Erdl will get the assist, and it's 1-1. Puck down to the corner now, battling for it in the east offensive zone. Lumberjacks try to get it in front of the net. Andrew Dano trying to dig it out. Slides to the corner. Dano sends it behind the net again. Lakeland trying to get it out. Comes out to the blue line. Held in by Romanski. He locks up, takes a shot. That deflected, didn't get through. Grabbed behind the net, held by East. And then knocked away. Lakeland has it. They want to get it out, and they do. Romanski sends it back the other way and in. Andrew Dano will give chase. Lakeland clears it. Out to center ice, cross ice fast. They've got a man. He carries it into his own. Goes around Holcomb, and Corbett's got to kick that away. And here comes East back the other way. Landon Dino gets blasted into the board. Probably should have been head contact there. He absolutely got blown up. Looks like he's okay. Lakeland sends it back into the zone. Holcomb sends the pass ahead. Now Landon Dino will dump it in, and he's going to skate off a bit gingerly. He took a big check. Lakeland able to clear the puck to center ice. Back will dump it back in. Moustakas comes out of the net to play it behind, and now Lakeland trying to grab control of it and look to break it out, and they do it. Hops over the defenseman's stick all the way to the other end. They're going to wave off icing, and Lakeland wins the race of the puck behind the east net. The school is trying to dig it out, and finally does. Gets it over to Nick DeBorny. DeBorny slaps it behind the net again to the near corner. Jack Knuckles battles one of the Lakeland players and comes away with it, tries to flip it up. Lakeland holds it in, and now Austin Cummings able to clear it. Back the other way, it's going to be an icing call against Eastern. They wave it off. Now they wave off the icing. Lumberjack goal is up. The school high slot. It's a poke check away from him. Now DeBorny dumps it back in behind the net. Battle for it there. DeBorny keeping it back there. Now Lakeland has it, but they're under pressure, trying to send it out. And Lakeland does clear it to center right. Knuckles chases it down as the T-Birds get changed. Sends the pass ahead. Peck backhands the pass to DeVorney. Lakeland controls it at center ice and will dump it back in. Knuckles will quickly clear it out. But here comes Lakeland back in. Drop pass. Home checked away. Nice play though by Andy Kramer, but he can't clear it. Now it's taken out of the zone by Schumacher. Lakeland grabs it and will look to get it back in, and they do. Goes behind the net. Knuckles will send it around. Cravens will grab it. Look. Cross-eyed split pass is deflected. Still in the zone. He gets to clear it out. High off the glass. And Lakeland holds it in. High slot. Turn. Shot attempt is deflected away. Cravens got a stick on that. And Schumacher gives it back to Cravens. Now it's Cravens in the zone. Backhanded pass in front. Nobody there for Lumberjacks. Goes down into the corner. Comes out to the point. Romanski takes a slap shot that goes wide. All the way over to the opposite boards. Cravens try to hold it in. Krasowski sends it down into the corner. Lakeland try to clear it. And now they wheel out of the zone. Romanski gets there first though and will dump it in as he needed to tag up and get a change. Lakeland looks to control it, and here they dump. Out of his zone. Making a nice move around on the fence, but they carry it in. Chuck Corbett, the standard rebound is there and grabbed. Vaitz, Holcomb will clear it out. Going to slowly slide down. They wave off icing again. Landed Dino on the forecheck, the rubber deck. He gets control of it. Take the shot. That deflected off the side of one of the players and didn't get through. Lakeland will have it now and send it around to the near corner. Battle forward along the near boards. Lumberjacks trying to hold it down in there. Slides behind the Lakeland net once again. Now they grab it and look to break it out. They'll send it hard off the boards. That's probably going to be an icing call, and it is icing against the Lumberjacks, or against the T-Birds. East will get an offensive zone faceoff. 1-1 here. 5:45 to play first period. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Nick DeVorty takes this face off for Lumberjacks, covered into the slot where it's led by Lakeland, and they'll take it out of the zone. Here they come. Dancing around Jack Knuckles, there's the shot, Corbett the same, the rebound's there, and now there's another shot off the rebound, and he covers it up. Max Wohlhaber got a shot off the rebound, and Corbett will cover it and get a whistle. Lakeland player made a nice move around Jack Knuckles to get by him and get a shot away. Ben Feck taking this face off for East. Gets tied up, puck is loose, now it's grabbed by the Lumberjacks. DeVorty sends it ahead to Cummings. Cummings will send it in deep and give chase. DeVorty behind the Lakeland net. But the T-Birds come away with it. Out of the zone they come. And a nice poke check away by Knuckles that time. And we'll flick it out of the zone. And now here comes DeVorty. One man to beat. 2-on-1. DeVorty gets behind the defense. He shoots. And Moustakas makes the save. Directs it down into the corner. Knuckles will step up, lost the handle on the puck. Here comes Lakeland with a 3-on-1. Now they've got a 2-on-1 in the zone. There's a pass. Corbett makes the save. It goes to the corner. And the net comes off and they get a whistle. And we're going to get a penalty as well. Is that going against the Lumberjacks or against Lakeland? Let's see. It's going to be an interference call. And it's going to go against Lakeland. So not only did Ian Corbett stand a 2-on-1, the Lumberjacks are going to get a man advantage here in a power play on an interference call against Lakeland. I think after that shot was taken, and East was trying to clear away the rebound. And they're going to have the faceoff in the East defensive zone. Instead, it'll be down in the East offensive zone. The penalty is against Lakeland. Earl will get the penalty, 2 minutes for interference. The Lumberjacks have a power play here. That was a 2-on-1. Corbett stayed with it and made the save. And Lakeland immediately wins the faceoff and clears it out the length of the ice. Romanski's going to chase it down and set up the 8th power play attack. He's out there with Piskula, McGinnity, Krasowski, and Ben Speck. I think this is the second power play unit. They've been moving people around. Here comes McGinnity across center ice, and he'll dump it in. Krasowski will give chase. And can he control it? Puck is loose. Pistula will grab it now, and he's asking Foley. He can set it up. Out to the point. Romanski goes D-to-D with it. Knuckles walks it in. He shoots. That got through. A stick save made by Moustakas in the corner. And Lakeland able to clear it out again. Lumberjacks will have to chase it down. 3:57 to play here, first period. And about 1:07 remaining in the man advantage for the Lumberjacks here. McGinnity will send it ahead, or try to. And we get a whistle and an offside call against the Lumberjacks. Offside the call. And the faceoff will come just outside the East offensive blue line. They win it back to their defenseman. Cravens will send it ahead. Andrew Dale tried to send it in. It's taken away from him. It's 41 seconds remaining on the man advantage now. And East is going to get a penalty here. That's going to be an interference call on Jack Knuckles. Lakeland was bringing the puck in shorthanded, and interference will be the call against Knuckles. And so now it'll be 4-on-4 hockey for about 34 seconds, and then Lakeland will have a power play. 3:21 to play here, first period, 1-1 the score. And a faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Nick DeVoy will take the draw. DeVoy out there with Andrew Dino, Sam Romanski, and Trevor Holcomb. Romanski grabs it to Holcomb. Holcomb off the boards and out of the zone. Lakeland will skate it around and try to set up an attack here. Puck loose at center ice. DeVoy tried to send it in deep. The Lakeland defense grabs it. Misfired, and now East will have a chance here. DeVoy into the zone. Dances around the defense. Center ice pass. He had Andrew Dale. He couldn't get a stick on it, though. It was on his backhand, and he got a skate on it, but couldn't get a shot away. Here comes Lakeland back the other way. And a check there by Romanski. East able to clear it out of the zone. 2:39 to play in the period. It's a power play right now for the T-Birds. They carry it into the zone. They have control of it. Looking to set it up. There's a shot that didn't get through. Blocked by Holcomb. They go deep and now another penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. Romanski is going to go to the box for interference. He knocked down the player in front without the puck. And so now it's a 5-on-3 for over a minute. Sam Romanski goes to the box for interference. He did. That was right in front of me here. He took down the player in front of the net. So a 5-on-3 for Lakeland as they try to break this tie. It'll be Trevor Holcomb, Landon Dino, Nick Fiscula out there for the Lumberjacks. Lakeland controls it. Out at the blue line. Their defensemen have it. They get it down to the corner. Now dance it back outside. Walk it in, take the shot. Corbett to shave, no rebound. And we get a whistle with 2:07 to play. 46 seconds remaining on the first penalty. And a minute 43 on the second. Landon Dana will take the faceoff once again. This time Lakeland wins it again out to the blue line. They set it up. Jack Dern with it. Walks it in. Now he'll go behind the net. That came off. A little bit sideways. Out to the blue line again. They go D to D with it. Backdoor pass. Poked away nicely by Holcomb. Lakeland controls it. They get it to turn here on the back door. Stops over his stick for a moment. That means Fiscula tried to come in. Now he does. Tie him up. Send it back out. Lakeland's got it. Still in the zone, though. Along the near boards. Walking it to the faceoff dot. Now over to the other side. They walk in. Shot. Over to Novacek and no rebound. Well, that's the key, man, on a 5-on-3 is to gobble up those shots and not allow the rebound because you don't have a whole lot of bodies to try to clear it away. A minute 30 here in the period, 9 seconds remaining in the first penalty, a minute 6 in the second. Faceoff is grabbed by Lickett. It comes right into the slot, and there's the goal. That came right into the slot to an open player, Jack Dern, and he went top shelf. Corbin went down, and Dern went upstairs. And breaks the tie. It's 2-1, a power play goal. Only 5 seconds remain on that first penalty. Now it still will be a Lakeland power play as they'll wipe out the first penalty. But now he still has to contend with a penalty kill here. 2-1 Lakeland. Face off at center ice. Dern from Riddle again for the second time. And Nick Blair gets an assist as well for the Thunderbirds. Now they have it in the offensive zone once again. Down to the corner. On the power play. 40 seconds remaining on the man advantage. They set it to the corner. 1 minute left in the first period. But more importantly, 30 seconds remaining in the power play. There's a shot from out on top that goes wide. Ravens tried to clear it, couldn't get it out of the zone. Now East is able to clear it out. Andrew Dano will knock it out, and he'll give chase shorthanded, but Lakeland runs it down as East tries to get rid of this Rest of his penalty. Here comes the keyboard into the zone again. There's a shot. That's a flex. Beckles got a piece of that to the corner. He's able to clear it out. And Andrew Dino will shoot all the way to the other side, and that'll kill off the rest of the penalty. 24 seconds remaining in the period. Lakeland into the zone with it. Drop pass. There's a shot. And that's a flex to the corner. I don't know if Corbett got a piece of that or somebody else did. 10 seconds remaining. Lumberjacks trying to just kill it. Knuckles collided with the official as the puck goes to the corner. And now we get a whistle what we're going to have. With 6/10 of a second remaining. We're going to get a penalty. Knuckles is going to get a penalty with 6/10 of a second remaining in the period. I didn't see the signal of what that was. So it's going to be the Lumberjacks having to kill a penalty off to begin the second period, trailing 2-1. 6/10 of a second remaining, there'll be a faceoff here. They drop the puck, it comes off the boards, and the buzzer sounds. See what that penalty was here. Unsportsmanlike conduct. I think what happened is he collided with the referee, which allowed Lakeland to skate in and take a shot, and I bet he said something to the official, like, get the, out of the way, and that's probably where the unsportsmanlike came from. It happened right in front of me here. Beckles was trying to kill off the rest of the period, and he collided with the official, and that allowed the Lakeland player to pick up the puck and skate it in, pull it to them, and get a shot away. But as it stands, it will be a 1:59 power play for the Lakeland Thunderbirds to begin the second period, and they lead it here by a score of 2-1. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap the scoring, and also hear from East Coast Coach Dino, and we'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.